Throughout the course of the Ripper killings, both London police forces and numerous media outlets were inundated with letters claiming to be written by the unidentified killer. Many were quickly dismissed as obvious fakes, but there are a few that have stood the test of time and were believed then, and some even now, to have been legitimately the work of the murderer. The most famous letter, and the one most widely believed to potentially be genuine, is known as the Dear Boss letter. Addressed, Dear Boss, the letter was postmarked and received by the Central News Agency of London on the 27th of September, 1888. Written after the murder of Annie Chapman, the letter was forwarded on to the police, who initially didn't release any of the details of the letter to the public. In this letter, the author mentions that when he kills his next victim, he will cut her ears off. If this letter is genuine, he's kept his promise, as the next night the Ripper went to work, one of his victims had her ears partially severed. Being as this information was not released to the public when it was received, many authorities and researchers believe this letter to be the real deal. When the slayings continued, true to the word of the author, the police eventually released facsimile versions of the letter, hoping members of the public would be able to identify the handwriting of somebody they knew. However, they had no success. The only lasting impact on this case that the Dear Boss letter had is that the author signed off the letter, quote, "Yours truly, Jack the Ripper," which he says is his trade name. Initially, the media and police were referring to the double murder as Leather Apron, a reference to a reported sighting of the killer wearing a leather apron, or simply the Whitechapel murderer. Whoever wrote the Dear Boss letter, killer or not, is the person who gave the murderer his nickname, Jack the Ripper, now notorious throughout the world. If you would like to see a copy of the Dear Boss letter, we've included one with this tour.